Greetings, leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CELD, Summit Evergreen Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, for as you think, so you are. The leader you aspire to be and the thoughts you allow to shape your mind are pivotal in defining your leadership. Engaging in self-reflection and understanding why you react and the statements you make are critical steps in your journey. From ancient times, leaders were encouraged to guard their thinking, for as you think, so you are. Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. Proverbs, the 4th chapter, verse 23. Why is this so important? What we focus on tends to shape our thought processes and influence our emotions. Our hearts, the deep part of us, are reflected in our speech. The good person, out of the good treasure of his heart, produces good. The evil person, out of his evil treasure, produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 45. Have you reacted to a situation and made hasty statements you wish you could retract? Sometimes we want to justify our behaviors with statements like, "This is just how I am. I had to speak what was on my mind." This thinking, my friends, needs to be corrected. We can radically affect our thought lives by focusing our thinking and guarding our speech. Here are three actions we can take. First, ask God to help you change your thinking and your heart. With God, all things are possible to the believer. Second, seek godly counsel from others who demonstrate by their actions that they are walking with God. Third, practice pausing and thinking before you speak or act. These steps are the beginning of becoming the new you and the leader God wants you to become. The process of changing our thinking is lifelong and challenging. Thomas J. Watson Sr. once profoundly stated, "All the problems of the world could be settled easily if men were only willing to think. The trouble is that men very often resort to all sorts of devices in order not to think, because thinking is such hard work." Thomas J. Watson Sr. My dear friends, you should be quick to listen and slow to speak or to get angry. If you are angry, you cannot do any of the good things God wants done. James, the 1st chapter, verse 19 through 20. Here is an insight I gained from King David. Begin each day with this request to God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer, states King David, Psalm 19, verse 14. Remember and reflect on the things that lift your thinking. You can experience peace. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Philippians, the 4th chapter, verse 8. Victory, my friends, is in store for you. Ask God, and He will provide for you at the right time. For the eyes of the Lord search the whole earth, in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. Until the next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.